Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 2 says, to the plains of Ono, in order to compromise with the enemy. And you remember how that story went. Nehemiah said, I'm not having anything to do with it. He put on his sword and was ready to fight. But he wasn't going down to Ono and have a talk with those people. But that is precisely what so many do. With institutionalism, with the Christian church, with sectarian groups, with all sorts of radical ideologies. Let's sit down and talk. Let's talk through it. What we need is a thus saith the Lord. Here's what the Bible says. And this is what we need to do. Compromising is not the answer. But I'll tell you, compromise is evident when biblical doctrine about God's way of saving lost men is said to be Church of Christ tradition. And when the acts of worship delineated in my New Testament is considered to be Church of Christ tradition. Compromise is evident when following God-ordained examples of praising and worshiping God while singing with the accompaniment of the human heart, which is precisely what is described in the New Testament, rather than with mechanical instruments of music. That is, again, alluded to as Church of Christ doctrine or tradition. Let me tell you what it is. It's Ephesians 5:19. It says, speaking one to another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart, with your heart. The Greek word there means to pluck the strings of your heart. That is the instrument that you are playing upon. And quite literally, the Greek word psallo says that. That is your instrument. We did that a few moments ago. That is precisely what we did. But we didn't have to strike up the band to do it. There was no band, then or now. Biblical days or in this day, if we're going to be acceptable to God. Compromise is also evident when people reject the necessity of things like biblical authority in the form of biblical examples and direct apostolic commands and necessary inferences from Scripture. I am sick and tired of hearing these left-wing radicals on the popular media attacking men who founded the very churches that they preach in. Men who sacrificed. Whereas today, many of these men are making huge salaries. The men who founded those churches barely made a living, but worked and did godly work and built up those congregations. And the very buildings that they preach in are places that were paid for by the blood and the sweat and the tears, not to mention the money that was provided by these great men of yesteryear. And it is appalling to me to hear this sort of talk being made. Colossians 3:17 says, whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of, that is by the authority of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. How do we establish authority, people, if it's not by direct command, if it's not by example, and if it's not essential inference? Go to the attorney and ask him how he argues the basis of any law. Let me tell you how he does it. Basically by a statement of law or command, by an example, which is in the form of some sort of previous judgment, or something that can be drawn out of the law as a direct influence from it or inference from it. There is no difference. These are the laws of logic that have pertained since time immemorial. We have not somehow invented something that came out of our own brains. Let me tell you a story. When I was going to school at Vanderbilt, one morning, I was in an early morning class. It was the second period. And I was in graduate school at Vanderbilt, and this fellow came in, and he was a member of the, he was a part of the master's program in divinity. And he was a minister at one of the Presbyterian churches in the area. And he came in, and his face was just red. And I said, "What's wrong?" And he said, "Well," he said, I just came from a creative worship class." And I said, "Well, what's the deal?" Because I could tell he was very flustered. Something was wrong. He said, "Well, Dan," he said, "I got in there, and they had creative body painting, nude body painting." He said, "I got in there, and he said, they had models in there with no clothes on." He said, "I'm not used to that sort of thing." Well, let me just ask you a question. What says that's wrong? Where do you stop? Somebody said, "Oh, that's awful. That's terrible. They shouldn't do such a thing as that." Who said? If you don't get it out of here, if it's not book and chapter and verse, and it's not what the scriptures say, then what's to say that that's wrong? Well, let me just tell you, 100 years or so ago, those people began down a route that took them to that point. And that's where they are today. But we're going in the same direction, some of us are. So we should not be surprised someday when we wind out at